Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Gimel, Baba Kama 3a, pagination is 5. The opening lines of the Gemara of this Masechta, which we had on the last Daf, were that if there are indeed avos, father categories of damages, then there must be toldos, children categories or specific activities. And we wanted to know if those children activities, so to speak, the toldos, the derivatives of the primary categories, are similar or dissimilar. We took note that when it comes to Shabbos, they're basically the same. They're all considered Shabbos violations, whether you plant something or you do something that's a derivative of planting, it's still going to be considered the category. When it came to Tumah, ritual impurity, we noted that the derivatives keep getting less in their ramifications. The Gemara on Amud Beis, meaning the facing page of where we're learning today, tells us on the fourth line, Amar Rav Papa, Yesh Mehem Kayotze Behen, V'yesh Mehem Lav Kayotze Behen. There will be cases of Tolda, which are similar to the Av, and the entire difference between the Av and the Tolda is which one is mentioned in the Pasuk and which one is a derivative. But there will be a case, Rav Papa says, if you look for it, where the tolda is not the same as the av, and therefore the Gemara is in search of that case of dissimilarity, where the tolda has different rules than the av. Still on the facing page, we mentioned yesterday, midway on the page, midway on the line, tolda de keren maihi. What are the derivatives of the primary form of damage called keren, where the animal intentionally does damage, the original being goring with its horns? What are the derivatives? Negifa, if it pushes intentionally. Neshicha, if it bites intentionally. We're not talking about biting food because it's eating it. Biting as an act of aggression, revitza if it rolls, or beita if it kicks. And the Gemara maintains that keren and its derivatives are all the same. Initially, their tam, only half damages are paid, and if it repeats the behavior, then it becomes a muad for that behavior, and the owner is obligated to pay full damages. Continuing on today's daf, a little bit below midway on the page, the first letters on the line are Kuf Mem Lamid Kamash Malon, and then we begin Tolda de Shein Maihi. What are the derivatives of Shein, meaning tooth, meaning eating something, and this has to do with anything that the animal does, lahana osa, for its benefit, for its enjoyment, it's gaining pleasure from doing so. Niskachecha bekosa lahana osa, if it rubbed itself against a wall for its benefit, it has an itch. Vitinfa peres lahana osa, or it damaged peros for its benefit. It rolled in them, for example, and enjoys the experience. And again, the Gemara maintains that there's no difference between the shein of classic eating as opposed to the shein of other activities done for its own benefit. Either way, the owner will be obligated to pay. So we continue about three lines later, Toldo de Regel Maihi, What are the derivatives of regel, which is another primary category where the animal walks and does damage while it's walking? And the Gemara says, are there similar things? Hezika begufa derech hilucha, if its body did damage as it walks, it knocks over things. Or besaira derech hilucha, its hair gets caught in something and pulls it. The different things that the animal might be wearing also could do damage as it walks. And again, the Gemara maintains that these are all similar to the original and are going to have the same obligations. Another form of damage that's a primary category is bor, a pit. And the Gemara continues three lines up from the bottom. What about avno sakino umasao sheinichon b'shus harabim v'hiziku? If a person puts his stone, his knife, or his package in the public area and it did damage because someone tripped over it. Again, whatever obligations a person has by bor, by digging a pit, he's going to have by these as well. And there is no difference between the Av and the Tolda, except that the Av was the classic case mentioned in the Torah, and the Tolda was conceptually derived, because it's basically the same thing happening. Approximately a third of the way down on Amud Beis, the Gemara addresses Tolda de Eish, which is another primary category, fire, that a person lit over here was responsible to contain, and he didn't. And it spread, beruach metzuya, with a normal wind. Asks the Gemara, what about avno sakino umasao? If a person left his stone, his knife, or his package, berosh gago, on his roof, fenaflo beruach metzuya, and they got blown away and did damage because of that? Again, the Gemara maintains, it's no different than eish. It's a normal force that's being harnessed, and it's doing damage, and the person will be responsible. The Gemara concludes that the case that Rav Papa meant that's dissimilar is what's called Chatzi Nezek Tzeroros. Now, we'll encounter this more in the future, but in a basic quick take on it, tsuroros means pebbles. These are the pebbles that the animal kicks up as it walks, and those pebbles hit something and did damage. There's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, a tradition from Moshe of exception, that even though regel, kicking something, is a category of its own, and you're obligated to pay full damage. But in this type of case, where the animal kicked up pebbles as it walked, and those pebbles hit and broke something, that case is going to be chatzi nezek, half damage. And it's called chatzi nezek tsuroros, the halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that tsuroros pays chatzi nezek. This is an example that it's regel. It's the normal way it walks. It's doing damage. But it's a tolda, which is not exactly the same obligation as the primary category. I'd like to make one other observation on the hashkafa attitude front. From the Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam beautifully articulates the distinction between the primary categories that are full damage because they're normal for the animal to do, as opposed to keren, the act of aggression, typically done with the horns of the animal, but could also be done, as we described in the beginning of this session, in other acts of aggression like biting. The Rambam writes, Ha'osa ma'aseh, if the animal does a deed, shedarko la'asoso tamid kiminig b'riyaso, that's normal for it to do. That's nikra muad, the obligation of full damage that we find by shein and regel. V'hamishane, but if the animal does something unusual, she'ein derech kol mino la'asos kein tamid, that's not normal for its type to do on a regular basis. That's called a tam, that's half damage, until it develops a regularity for that behavior, in which case it would be called a muad and would pay full damage. The observation is that acts of aggression are not intrinsic to the animal's behavior. It's not to be expected. The way our attitude works is not, well, yes, when the animal gets angry, this is what it does. The attitude is, this is not normal for the animal to do, and therefore when it does it, it's considered unusual. It's probable that we could use the same phraseology by a human being. And a human being that says, well, I did it because I was angry, is not really a normative response. Acts of aggression are not derech kol mino la'asos kein tamid. Our attitude to it is that this is not a normal behavior. We don't simply say, well, yes, it's normal when they're angry. We don't consider it normal. And it causes perspective here in that shein, something that a person does for their pleasure. They're hungry, so they eat. Even if they massage themselves because it feels good, those are all activities that are normal. Regel, it's normal to walk. Damage could be done while you're walking. But an act of aggression is considered unusual. And unless a person develops that method of dealing with their anger, but until that point, it's still considered unusual, and that's perhaps the way we as humans should view acts of aggression resulting from anger, that they are not considered normal. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.